Today, US inflation still hanging around. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one of those posts covering finance and property news. Well, the US Bureau of Labor Statistics just released their December 2023 inflation read, which showed the consumer price index increased 3.4% in the year through to December. That's the most in 3 months, and on a monthly basis, it also rose by more than forecast. The shift up was driven by Americans paying more for housing and driving, challenging investors' bets that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates soon. And used car prices increased for a second month, defying expectations for a decline. The CPI, excluding food and energy, rose 0.3% in December from a month earlier. On an annual basis, the so-called core measure increased 3.9%. Of course, economists favour the core metric as a better gauge of the trend in inflation compared to the overall CPI. Shelter prices, which make up about a third of the overall CPI and contributed to more than half of its advance, rose 0.5% in December. The gain included a rise in hotel prices that were down on the prior month, and economists see a sustained moderation in this category as key to bringing core inflation down to the Fed's target. Excluding housing and energy, services prices climbed 0.4% from November, easing slightly from the prior month. While Fed Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues had stressed the importance of looking at such a metric when assessing the nation's inflation trajectory, actually they compute it based on a totally separate index. Unlike services, a sustained decline in the price of goods has been providing some relief to consumers in recent months. The so-called core goods prices, which excludes food and energy commodities, were little changed after falling for 6 straight months. However, the rapid shift up in container shipping costs might well push the needle back higher ahead. Apparel prices also surprised with a small advance after falling sharply in November, while motor vehicle insurance rose on an annual basis by the most since 1976. The Fed's official economic projections show they expect 3 rate cuts in 2024, although policymakers have recently pushed back against market expectations that the first reduction could come as soon as March. The surprisingly strong CPI print for December does show that the road to a durable return to 2% inflation is bumpy and a bit unpredictable, and the last mile could be very difficult. Some of the disinflationary impulses for core goods, a key driver easing in price pressures over the past few months, have faded, and it's likely it'll take much more than anticipated disinflation in rents for inflation to get back to the Fed's 2% target. And by the way, separate figures on Thursday also show that applications for unemployment insurance held at a historically low level last week, while the number of people receiving benefits fell to the lowest since October. The Fed is looking to a softer labour market to rein in demand across the economy, especially after last week's mostly solid jobs report. And another separate report on Thursday showed that real earnings advanced 0.8% in December from a year earlier, extending a month-long streak in which wages growth has modestly outpaced inflation. So looking ahead, the question is this: will inflation moderate further this year towards the Fed's 2% target, especially if housing costs only ease back slowly? However, other factors like rising shipping costs due to the attack in the Red Sea and also low water levels in the Panama Canal do threaten to upend progress in goods deflation, while an escalation of the war in the Middle East could put upward pressure on oil prices, and that can't be ruled out either. So the bottom line is this: the last mile is, as we called out a few months ago, going to be really, really tough. Markets have over-egged rate cuts, which will come, but not for some time yet. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.